am Kimberly. If you're interested, send me a message.
You know what? I don't even know where to start. And there's so many guys who would hit her up. Because men are desperate in America to get any woman. It doesn't matter. And they will fall for whatever tricks she coming with. No matter the red flags. It don't even matter that there's a jail as her backdrop. But most pathetic guys in America are going to be like, oh, she's kind of cute. Maybe she just made a mistake. Yeah, good luck with that, man.
I've officially decided that I cannot be a sugar baby to somebody because I just had to sit at a bar next to an old man for 3 hours while he talked my f***ing ear off about nothing. I got 2 drinks out of it, and now he's offering to pay the tip on my card, and he wants to take me for my nails and my toes and take me out to dinner, but my f***ing God, he is so goddamn annoying.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
It's almost like she's talking from a position of prestige and authority, and as if she's somebody important in the world. Ma'am, you're a prosty, and you look like you're on drugs. You're in no position to be talking down on anybody. And annoying, don't get me started on that, because, I mean, you've displayed how annoying you are within this, what, 10 seconds? So if I had to put my money on who was more annoying without even meeting a guy, I'm going to go with you.
She got a great ass!
Like, should I go talk to him? My friends, and they were like, yeah, go talk to him. I was like, what do I say? And they're like, say he has a nice hat, because he was wearing a hat. I was like, okay. So I walk over there and I'm like, duh, 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 whatever. We start flirting, he starts buying me drinks, and I say, me in the bathroom, like, let's go, duh, duh. And he's like, I'm not gonna do that. And I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, I don't have a condom. I'm like, go in the bathroom and ask for one? Like, I'm
just
like,
for sure.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe.
There really girls like this out there.
For show.
There's really females out there. Just like her.
Oh yeah, it's a whole lot of girls out there like this. This probably isn't anything rare, especially these days. And with her, you can kind of smell it on her. You could kind of just look at her and tell. But there's a lot of girls out there that you would never guess get down like that. You would think she's a sweet, wholesome church girl. You have no idea how much she's been ran through and all the nasty, disgusting, deplorable things she's done. Real quick, did you hear what she said her friends told her to go up and say to the guy? Say he has a nice hat. I mean, the bar is so low for women having to have game or say anything intelligent or clever when they're trying to pull a dude. Just say he has a nice hat. Can you imagine how low the success rate would be if guys just went up to a chick like, nice shirt?
Y'all boys,
I'm upset and I'm going to let you know that I'm upset. Y'all taking these wonderful, fine, educated, sexy ass built man for granted, and then it's a bitch like me who just want to be loved, who will love that man abundantly with love and with pleasure. But you hoes at home won't even cook, won't even iron no clothes.
At least he respected his
baby. He respected his wife, and that's why I respect him, because I didn't see the ring until after I seen the ring. But guess what? He never violated that woman.
Yeah, they always want him after he taken. But I bet when she was 19, she ain't want him when he wasn't buff and he was working his way up and he was just a regular dude then. She ain't want him then. But then when he married, sitting up at the restaurant, now she just amazed. Look, lady, you could have found a good dude to do all those wholesome things for when you was 19, 20, 21, but you didn't. So we don't want to hear your sob stories now you all old and washed up and don't nobody want you. But God bless you. Wish you the best.
Given the chance, I'm going to be a good ass wife.
No, you're not.
You hold slip, it's going to be my life.
Look, the way you even talking. Okay, wait. The fact that you even on TikTok talking about your personal life tells me you're not going to be a good wife. Your age tells me that you're not going to be a good wife. Usually the type of women who would be good wives are wifed up before 25. The fact you on the internet cussing and carrying on half drunk tells me you wouldn't be a good wife.
Because back in the day, you used to court women. You had to show to their parents, I've got your daughter for the rest of her life. She's good now. I can take her.
Yeah, objection.
Yeah, but women were virgins then.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So women were virgins then.
Hold on. See, this is the thing, yeah? Those were different women. We're talking about modern women.
It was also different men.
Yeah, it was a different society. Yeah. Women back in the day was not talking about a guy has to make 6 figures. Even if women fought that, they didn't come out all over the place and start spewing that.
Always keep in mind, fellas, when women are talking about these guys not being traditional, not paying for dates, not taking them out, not wanting to meet their dad, they're talking about Chad and Tyrone. And she's complaining about things not being traditional, but I bet she wouldn't want her dad to pick her mate for her. Not because it's creepy or something like that, because she wants to keep picking the top 5 to 10% who ain't gonna treat her right. And she know her dad, if she has one, would pick a guy who's actually gonna be responsible and actually look out for her best interest and be a good man.